Emotional intelligence is one type among several intelligences. Howard Gardner, a developmental psychologist from Harvard University, introduced a theory of multiple intelligences. He argued that intelligence isn't just about having a high IQ or being exceptional in math. Instead, he believed that a child who may struggle with numbers but excels in languages or the arts should still be recognized as intelligent. This perspective challenges the traditional view of intelligence, emphasizing diverse talents and abilities rather than a single measure of cognitive prowess. Gardner proposed various types of intelligence, including intrapersonal intelligence and interpersonal intelligence. Intrapersonal intelligence means understanding your own thoughts, values, and goals. Interpersonal intelligence, on the other hand, involves understanding the feelings, emotions, and motivations of others. Intrapersonal and interpersonal smarts combine to create emotional intelligence. It means being able to grasp your own and others' feelings and using that knowledge to guide how you think and act. Practical benefits of emotional intelligence in everyday life. Daniel Goleman categorized emotional intelligence into five main areas. 1. Self-awareness, understanding your feelings, preferences, and intuition. 2. Self-regulation, managing your impulses and maintaining control over your emotions. 3. Motivation, using emotions to drive yourself towards your goals. 4. Empathy, being aware of and understanding others' emotions, needs, and concerns. 5. Social skills, effectively interacting with others and influencing them. Bill Duane, an engineering manager, transformed his life through emotional intelligence training. Realizing he needed more personal time, he decided to work only 4 days a week. This change allowed him to focus on his well-being and boosted his motivation to achieve more with less effort. Improving his listening skills and learning to manage his temper better, Duane gained new perspectives on situations. These changes made him a more effective manager, enhancing not only his own life but also benefiting his team significantly. Practice enhances emotional intelligence, boosting work performance. Now that you understand what emotional intelligence is, it's time to learn how it can benefit you and how to enhance it. Developing emotional intelligence can significantly improve work performance. For instance, motivation, one of the five categories of emotional intelligence, boosts optimism, which in turn enhances work performance. This is supported by a study from the 1980s by American psychologist Martin Seligman. He found that optimistic insurance agents outperformed their pessimistic peers by 8% in their first year of sales and by 31% the following year. This study highlights that emotional skills, like optimism, can greatly impact employee performance. Understanding and having emotional intelligence can greatly enhance your leadership skills. Take Gerald Grinstein, the CEO of Delta Airlines, for example. When faced with the tough task of cutting costs, Grinstein didn't just rely on toughness. Instead, he used his people skills to maintain high loyalty and motivation among his employees during this challenging period. Grinstein recognized the importance of encouraging a positive work environment, improving communication, and building trust. These efforts played a crucial role in navigating the difficulties successfully. Encourage emotional intelligence. If you don't naturally have high emotional intelligence like Grinstein, don't worry. People with lower emotional intelligence can work on improving it. A good example of this is Ebenezer Scrooge from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. At first, Scrooge shows very little self-awareness and can't find happiness despite being wealthy. As you probably remember, Scrooge is visited by three ghosts who try to help him understand himself better. In the end, by facing his thoughts and actions, Scrooge successfully boosts his emotional intelligence. You, too, can enhance your emotional intelligence without any ghostly visits. Meditation encourages focus, calmness, and alertness, and boosts happiness. Meditation might seem magical, but it's just a mental workout. Just like different machines at the gym target various muscles, different types of meditation target different parts of your mind. The best type of mental training for developing emotional intelligence is called mindful meditation, or simply mindfulness. It boosts our concentration by training both our attention and our awareness of attention. William James, a psychologist from the late 1800s, defined attention as taking possession by the mind, in clear and vivid form. On the other hand, meta-attention is attention of attention, which means you can notice when you are focusing or when your focus has drifted. Riding a bicycle. While cycling, You keep your balance through many tiny adjustments. If the bike tilts to one side, you shift your weight to the other side to stay upright. These constant micro-adjustments create a smooth riding experience. The same principle applies to attention. With well-trained meta-attention, you can make small adjustments every time your focus starts to wander, bringing your attention back to the task. Doing this regularly will lead to extended periods of deep concentration. Mindfulness meditation, cultivating clarity and relaxation. Mindfulness improves focus and helps clear your mind, making you feel more relaxed. Imagine a pot of water with sediment that's constantly stirred, making it cloudy. If you stop stirring, the water becomes calm and clear, and the sediment settles at the bottom. Similarly, when you relax your mind, your worries and stresses settle down, allowing you to see things more clearly. Alan Wallace, an expert in focused relaxation, suggests that clearing your mind through meditation helps it find its natural happiness. To begin mindfulness meditation, start by finding a comfortable sitting position where you feel relaxed and alert. Take 3 slow, deep breaths. Then, let your breathing return to its natural rhythm. Focus your attention on your breath, notice the gentle rise and fall of your belly or the feeling of air passing through your nostrils. If your mind wanders, softly return your focus to your breath. You can practice this for 10 minutes or more, based on what feels comfortable for you. Greater self-awareness leads to better emotional proficiency. According to Mingyur Rinpoche, when you notice a wild river, you're already beginning to conquer it. Similarly, by recognizing an emotion, you've already started to free yourself from its grip. To manage your emotions effectively, developing self-awareness is crucial. Once you become more aware of your feelings, you'll find it easier to achieve success. Psychologists Dr. Carrie Chernis and Dr. Robert Kaplan found that training in self-awareness significantly aided American Express financial advisors. This training helped them recognize and combat unhelpful self-talk, those negative, self-defeating thoughts we often have about ourselves. By becoming more aware of this, advisors reduced self-doubt, leading to higher earnings and better client advice. Develop confidence through self-awareness. Realizing how they responded under pressure, they discovered the importance of stress relief methods like meditation. By reducing their stress levels, they could concentrate better, which led to success in their careers. This self-awareness is effective because it engages the neocortex, the part of the brain involved in rational thinking. When you sense your emotions reaching a breaking point, your self-awareness prompts your brain's thinking center to assess the situation. For example, if your boss criticizes you, you might feel like shouting back. However, your neocortex, after analyzing the scenario, advises against it. This part of your brain suggests that a better approach would be to calmly consider the feedback and use it constructively to improve your work. Self-awareness can significantly boost your confidence. Take the case of the writer himself, who used self-awareness to enhance his self-confidence. He was set to speak at the World Peace Festival in Berlin. Upon arrival, he felt very nervous. However, he used self-awareness to remind himself of his strengths and weaknesses. He thought about his experience with wisdom practices in business settings and his knack for creating a peaceful and humorous atmosphere. He acknowledged his weaknesses, particularly stumbling over words when speaking English. He told himself that focusing on deep breathing, smiling, and practicing mindfulness could help him conquer this obstacle. By being aware of his abilities, he felt more at ease and confident during the festival. A shared purpose strengthens motivation more than external rewards. Like money or perks, is the best way to motivate employees. However, intangible motivators can be more effective than tangible ones in improving performance and profits. Tony Hsieh, CEO of Zappos, a billion-dollar online shoe retailer, is a perfect example of this. Hsieh focused on creating happiness as a core value for his company. He encouraged a workplace culture that prioritized employee well-being, leading to better customer service and, consequently, happier customers. According to Hsieh, finding happiness at work hinges on 3 factors. The first is pleasure, which stems from pursuing moments like a big bonus, praise from colleagues, recognition from higher-ups, or even a feature in a major newspaper. However, this type of happiness is short-lived and fleeting. The next factor is passion. When you're passionate about your job, you can enter a state of flow, a state of deep engagement and concentration. People can experience this flow in various tasks, from performing surgery to completing administrative work or practicing meditation. Unlike pleasure, Passion offers more lasting fulfillment and satisfaction. Shea believes finding happiness also involves having a meaningful purpose. This means being part of something larger than yourself, which is the most enduring form of happiness. When your work aligns with this higher purpose and your values, it stops feeling like a chore. As the saying goes, when you genuinely enjoy what you do, you eagerly anticipate doing it every day. Consider poet Norman Fisher, who enjoys his work so much that he doesn't see it as work at all. Despite being a well-known Zen teacher and often putting in more hours than Silicon Valley professionals, he feels like he's never actually worked a single day in his life. The value of empathy in personal and professional relationships. If you want to get good at drawing, you need to practice. The same goes for improving empathy, a kind of emotional intelligence with many benefits. When you empathize with others and show kindness, it makes them feel understood and builds trust. For example, the author did an empathy exercise. He listened to his partner express her feelings and then told her what he thought she was feeling. She was so moved by feeling understood that she cried and said she hadn't felt that way in a long time. Empathy can help fix relationships by managing conflicts with partners, co-workers, and children. It helps you understand each other and quickly resolve issues. The author used this technique to resolve resentment towards his new manager, Eric. To address the issue, the author set up a meeting with Eric to discuss his negative feelings. During their conversation, they shared personal stories and aspirations, getting to know each other better. By the end, the author's resentment had disappeared. If you ever feel like you're not empathetic enough, try these exercises, Just Like Me and Loving Kindness. Just Like Me helps you see things from another person's perspective, recognizing that they want happiness and love just like you do. Loving kindness involves meditating and sending positive thoughts to someone else. Wishing them well boosts your empathy and strengthens your relationship. Receiving affection from others may enhance our leadership capabilities. Have you ever heard that you need to be selfish and grab what you want to succeed? Well, that's not true, especially if you want to be a good leader. People work harder if they like their leader. Leadership experts Jim Kouzes and Barry Posner studied what makes managers successful. They found that successful managers show affection. They are warm and friendly with their employees, unlike the less successful ones. These managers build close relationships and openly share their thoughts with their team. Leaders who care about their employees are better at their jobs. Jim Collins, author of Built to Last, studied many large U.S. companies from 1965 to 1995. He discovered that leadership made a good company great. Great leaders showed compassion and humility and aimed to make a difference in the world. Compassionate leaders can influence others more easily, leading to better company performance. The profound impact of a simple gesture. Paul Ekman, a famous psychologist, had a tough childhood and became an angry adult. In 2000, he attended a conference where the Dalai Lama was present. During the event, the Dalai Lama held Ekman's hand, which had a profound impact on him. Ekman felt a deep sense of goodness and noticed his anger fading. This experience changed his perspective on life. Since then, Ekman has focused on studying emotional balance, compassion, and altruism. Remember, to find happiness and fulfillment, start by looking within yourself. Key points. 1. Intelligence includes various types beyond IQ, like emotional and interpersonal skills. 2. Emotional intelligence involves understanding and managing personal and others' emotions. 3. It boosts workplace performance by enhancing motivation and self-regulation. 4. Developing emotional intelligence can improve leadership and conflict resolution skills. 5. Techniques like meditation and empathy exercises can enhance emotional intelligence. 6. Leaders who show affection and empathy tend to have more successful teams. 7. Emotional balance and compassion are crucial for personal and professional fulfillment.